Well, I'm starting to see it. I'm starting to see distressed self-storage listings hitting the market, more and more of them. Let's talk about that today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Self-Storage Quick Start Academy. And what I do is I support small investors who want to get into self-storage business or who want to grow their self-storage business strategically do so. And one of the ways I support small investors is I help people who are using other people's money, in other words, fundraising. And depending on when you're seeing this, in August 18th and 19th, I'm releasing my fundraising course for small investors in self-storage, and I'm doing it by having a live event for 3.5 hours or so a day over 2 days, August 18th and 19th. More about that in the link below, and more about that in upcoming emails to you if you're on my email list. But today I want to talk about, in fact, last week, in that week's episode, I talked about we will probably be seeing more distressed self-storage hitting the market. And sure enough, this week I saw a few of those products. Let me give you an example. Yesterday, I saw an unpriced call for offers, which I hate, by the way, listing for a self-storage project, and it's brand new construction, just opened up, slightly under 50,000 square feet. There were about 4% physical occupancy, 1% economic occupancy. So as I looked in, it wasn't in a tier one market, but it was in a healthy market. There were REITs in that market. And as I looked at the pricing for storage in that trade area, in that market area, what I saw was a lot, two or three large climate control projects, apparently in lease up, because every unit type was available. And the 10 by 10s, for example, were scratched out at like 145, and it was $70 a month, first 2 months free. I saw that up and down the list of unit pricing, 2 months free and cut by 50% or more in the rent. And I saw that type of marketing for unit prices in two or three projects that are apparently in lease up, apparently pretty big in that trade area. So as we looked at what the apparent numbers are for this storage facility, they were right in line with that $70 for a 10 by 10. Now, I'll guarantee you, when they underwrote this project, interest rates were whatever, 4.25%. Rents were probably $140 to $150 for a 10 by 10. They probably underwrote it, put a 5 cap on it, came up with a value when they're done, went to the bank, got a loan. Now their construction's done, they're in lease up. When I ran the numbers at the current rental rate they have, or even a slight kick on it, we were coming up $2.73 million-ish in value. And if I just look at a per square foot number of what it costs to build that thing, they probably have $4 to $4.5 million in the project. So I'm sure these owners are having very fun conversations with the banks right now. Now, if I'm going to purchase this, or I was going to purchase this property, I definitely would be getting it below the replacement cost, and I would be getting it on a 7 to 8 cap on the value I think I'm going to be getting over the next, 12 months or so on the rental rates. That's how a small investor like me might step into a project like this. Yes, we might deal directly with the owner. You might call up, establish a relationship with the bank, but you're going to see a lot more of these type products hit the market. Keep your eyes open, run your numbers, and be aware. Don't do the pie in the sky rental rates. Do what's really going on in that market right now. Now you're going to see a lot more of these deals showing up. I want to shift gears here just a minute And I want to talk about a program that may be of real interest to you. You know, it really takes a unique person to go on this self-storage journey, to get in the business or to grow your business. And no one really understands what you're going through except another person on the self-storage journey. As I've worked with a lot of us small investors getting in or growing our self-storage business, I've come to realize that many of us feel and have the experience of kind of being out there all on our own. Not even our wives, our closest friends, our parents really get what we're going through. The only person who does is someone else on the self-storage journey. That's what the inner circle is all about. Now, the inner circle isn't for everybody, but it is for people. If you've heard yourself saying things like, man, I wish I could talk to someone else and find out what they're doing to run their self-storage facility. Or if you've caught yourself saying stuff like, I'm going to be in the self-storage business by the end of the year. Or I'm going to spend what it takes to learn what I need to learn to be in the self-storage business. If you're saying things like that to yourself, then the inner circle might just be the absolute perfect place for you. So if you think it is for you, and believe me, it is. If you can click the link below and join the inner circle, or you could set up a phone call with me to discuss it further. So I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the inner circle. You're going to see a lot more of these deals showing up. Why? Well, let me rant a minute. Yes, interest rates have gone up. Yes, cap rates have gone up. Yes, construction costs have gone up. All of those have a factor. But in my opinion, what's really driving it is supply. In that market, I saw, I think, three, like, huge, multi-story, 100% climate control projects. Now, why would that trade area, why would that market area need three of those type projects? And everybody's driving everybody else's rents straight to the bottom. I'll tell you why. Funds. So one statistic I heard, I don't know how true it is, but one statistic I heard recently from someone else on a rant was that about 60% of the funds, large, you know, people with a lot of money to spend in the self-storage space, didn't exist 4 years ago. So they trailed in to the self-storage space because self-storage is a good asset class. Now, as a small investor, you know how hard it is to make a deal really work today, right? Now, imagine if you're sitting on $50, $100 million of money, you got to get out to the door and you got to get out into self-storage. So first of all, what you do is you go find anything that's listed and stabilized, and you know, all the five cap sales, sub five cap sales we were selling. You know, I was getting offers on, you know, my NOIs for under five caps from funds in 2019, 2020, 2021. So we sold them and they built. So you don't go build small if you got $50 million to move out your door. You build big. And all of the like rate drop, you know, rental in problems you're creating, all of the oversupply you're creating, all of the low cash on cash returns you're creating, I guess that's a problem you're going to deal with and solve later. Right now, your problem is, I got to get this money out the door. So you go into a market like I was looking at, and you got three of these suckers all competing for the same customer, everybody driving everybody's rates down. How would you like to be an investor in that facility or that fund? Now, I'm not saying all funds are bad. I'm just saying fund managers, and I know I almost became one. I mean, I looked real hard at it, came twice, and then wouldn't pull the trigger on it for whatever reason at the time. But fund managers are, to a large degree, less incentivized by the cash on cash returns that the project's going to make, but they're, in many ways, they're transaction oriented. They make money, they make acquisition fees, they make loan fees, they make asset management fees, and, you know, not all funds, but a lot of fund managers are driven by doing transactions, and whatever problem they're creating, you know, they can figure that out down the road. Sorry for the rant, but it really bothers me. But like all things in life, every problem creates opportunities. So as a small investor, our job is to look for the opportunities that created by an oversupply of product in a market. We're going to see a lot more listings like the ones that I was talking about. That was most likely a mom and pop developer in a market where there was a lot of PE guys, private equity guys, coming in and developing. And you're going to see a lot more opportunities. So be smart in how you're analyzing them. That's my rant for the day. So thank you very much. And keep your eyes open for the distressed self-storage that you can get at good values as a small investor. Thanks a lot. And I will see you next week.